Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjapi Hari Gopi Jana Valapa Giri Varadari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjapi Hari Gopi Jana Valapa Giri Varadari Jaya Radha Kunjapi Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjapi Hari Gopi Jana Valapa Giri Varadari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjapi Hari Gopi Jana Valapa Giri Varadari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Chari Yamuna Tiravana Chari Yamuna Tiravana Chari
Jaya Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Parivrajacharya Asta Tarasata Sri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Ki Jai Jaya Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Parivrajacharya Asta Tarasata Sri Srimad Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Sek Ho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadata, Sri Vasudhi, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Ki Jai. Sri Sri Radha Krishna, Gopa Gopinath, Shamkun, Radhakun, Giri Govardhan, Ki Jai. Vrindavan Dham, Ki Jai. Navadvip Mayapur Dham, Ki Jai. Jagannath Puri Dham, Ki Jai. Gangamaya Yamunamaya, Ki Jai. Bhakti Devi Tulsi Devi, Ki Jai. Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Go Premanande Hari Hari Bol All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 7, Text 22 Ashtau Prakritaya Proktas Ashta prakritaya proktas Jaya Eva Hitat Guna. Jaya Eva Hitat Guna. Vikara Shoda Sacharya. Vikara Shoda Sacharya. Pumaneka Samanvayat. Pumaneka Samanvayat. Asta Prakritaya Proktas. Traya Eva Hitat Guna. Vikara Shoda Sacharya. Pumaneka Samanvayat. Ashta Prakritaya Proktas. Traya Eva Hitat Guna. Vikara Shoda Sacharya. Pumaneka Samanvayat. Ladies, Ashta, eight, Prakritaya, material energies, Prokta, it is said, Traya, three, Eva, certainly, he, indeed, Tatguna, the modes of material energy, Vikara, transformations, Shodasha, 16, Acharyai, by the authorities, Puman, the living entity, Eka, one, Samanvayat, from conjunction. Can I ask the people at the back to come more forward, please? Prabhus, can you come a little more forward? I mean, I do bite, but you could come a little more forward. How many of you are planning to chant japa during class? How many people are planning to chant japa during the class? How many people are planning to do their emails, check their emails during the class? Answer email, answer telephone calls? Knit, sew, crochet, make flower garlands? Okay. Translation. The Lord's eight separated material energies, the three modes of material nature, and the 16 transformations, brackets, 11 senses and the five gross material elements like earth and water, close brackets. Within all these, the one spirit soul exists as the observer. Therefore, all the great acharyas have concluded that the individual soul is conditioned by these material elements. There's a long purport, it's 2 pages. Purport. As explained in the previous verse, Shete shute hechuta tatma yoga adhyatma vid brahma gatim labeta, a spiritually advanced person can understand how the spiritual particle exists within the body. And thus, by cultivating spiritual knowledge, he can attain perfection in spiritual life. The intelligent person who is expert in finding the self within the body must understand the eight external energies, which are listed in Bhagavad Gita 7.4. Bhumirapo nalo vayu kammano buddhirevacha ahankara iti yame bina prakritirastada. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence and false ego, all together these eight comprise my separated material energies. Bhumi, earth, includes all the objects of sense perception. Rupa, form, rasa, which means taste, ganda, smell, shabda, sound, and sparsha, touch. Within the earth there are the fragrance of roses, the taste of sweet fruit, and whatever else we want. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 110.4, Sarvakama Dugda Mahi, the earth, Mahi, contains all our requirements. This verse 110.4, it's very nice for eco projects, one of my favorite verses. 110.4. During the reign of Maharaj Yudhisthira, the earth produced everything that we need in profusion. Very nice verse. Bhumi will give us everything we need. Thus, the objects of sense perception are all present in Bhumi, or the earth. The gross material elements and the subtle material elements. What are the subtle material elements? Mind, intelligence and? False ego. Constitute the total material energy. Within the total material energy are the three modes, the three material modes or qualities. These qualities, what are the three modes in Sanskrit? Sattva, Rajas, Tama. English? Goodness, passion and ignorance. These qualities, Sattvagun, Rajagun and Tamagun, belong not to the soul, but to material energy. It is because of the interaction of these three material modes of nature that the five knowledge-gathering senses, the five working senses, and their controller, the mind, are manifested. Then, according to these modes, the living entity gets the opportunity to perform different types of karma, with different types of knowledge, thinking, feeling and willing. Thus the bodily machine begins to work. All this has been properly analyzed in Sankhya Yoga by the great Acharyas, especially by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, in his incarnation as Devahuti Putra Kapila. This is indicated here by the word Acharyai at the end of the third line. So dasa Acharyai. We need not follow anyone who is not an authorized Acharya. Acharyavan Purusho Veda. One can understand the truth fully when he has taken shelter of an expert Acharya. Here is our expert Acharya. The living entity is individual, but the body is a composition of many material elements. This is proved by the fact that as soon as the living entity quits the body, the combination of material elements, it becomes a mere conglomeration of matter. I take that to mean a blob. A conglomeration of matter. The matter is qualitatively one, and the spirit soul is qualitatively one with the Supreme. The Supreme is one, and the individual soul is one, but the individual soul is understood to be the master of the individual combination of material energy, whereas the Supreme Lord is the controller of the total material energy. The living entity is master of his particular body, and according to his activities, he is subjected to different pains and pleasures. However, although the Supreme Person, the Paramatma, is also one, he is present as an individual in all the bodies. The material energy is, in fact, divided into 24 elements. The individual soul, the owner of the individual body, is the 25th subject, and above everything, Lord Vishnu as Paramatma, the Supreme Controller, who is the 26th subject. When one understands all these 26 subjects, he becomes Adhyatmavit, Adhyatmavit, an expert in understanding the distinction between matter and spirit. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 13.3, Kshetra, Kshetra, Kyayod, Jnanam. Understanding of the Kshetra, the constitution of the body, and of the individual soul, and the supersoul, constitutes real jnana or knowledge. Unless one ultimately understands that the Supreme Lord is eternally related with the individual soul, one's knowledge is imperfect. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 7.19. Bahunam janmanam mante jnanavanam prapachite vasudeva sarvamiti samahatma sudurlabha. After many births and deaths, he who is actually in knowledge surrenders unto me, knowing me to be the cause of all causes and all that is. Such a great soul is very rare. Everything, material and spiritual, consists of the various energies of Vasudev, to whom the individual soul, the spiritual part of the Supreme Lord, is subordinate. Upon understanding this perfect knowledge, one surrenders to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samahatma Sudurlabha. Technical. Gopots. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Gyananjala Shalakaya Chakshuram Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Taitanya Manopistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapanantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaisnavamscha. Sri Rupam Sakritatam Sagna Raghunatham Vitamtam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parajana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padang Sagna Lalita Sri Visakam Vitam Cha He Krishna Karna Sindo Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tap Kanchana Gaurangi Rate Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Suta Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadata Sri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yudhisthira was crown prince in Hastinapur. But Duryodhan didn't like that at all. Duryodhan hated and envied the Pandavas. And he made all kinds of plans and plots and conspiracies to kill them. He made a house out of wax. Then he planned that it would get set on fire and they would all die. But Vidura, he arranged for a tunnel to be dug so that the Pandavas could escape. So this happened, the house was set on fire, the Pandavas escaped, but everybody thought that they had died. So, Duryodhan was made crown prince. Then, after the Pandavas married Draupadi, then it was obvious that they were still alive. So they came out of hiding and they went back to Hastinapur. Now we got a problem. We have one kingdom with two crown princes. This is like one forest with two tigers or two captains on one ship. It doesn't work. And so, as an emergency, Bhishma suggested that they divide the kingdom and they each become king of half the kingdom. So Duryodhan got the good half, prosperous, opulent city, and Yudhisthira, the eldest son of... Pandu? He got the rubbish part of the kingdom. It was on the other side of the river. It was more or less desert. And there was also a creepy forest full of ghosts and demons. But the Pandavas had as their friend Krishna. And they built a fantastic city with the help of Vishwakarma, the architect of the demigods. Fantastic city. And it became known as Indraprastha because it was as good as Indra's city. During this time, now Yudhisthira is the king of Indraprastha. So he did a Rajasuya sacrifice. At the Rajasuya sacrifice, something very unusual happened. Shishupal, who was always inimical to Krishna, was saying very bad things, and everyone was just about to attack him. There was just about to be some kind of battle, so Krishna got his Sudarshan Chakra and he separated Shishupal's head from his body. Then the spirit spark, the soul, came out of Shishupal's body and merged into Krishna. So everyone's thinking, how can such a demon get Sayuja Mukti? And Maharaj Yudhisthira asked this question to Narada Muni, and Narada Muni in reply spoke the seventh canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. This is Narada Muni's reply to Yudhisthira, the whole seventh canto. So the seventh canto has 15 chapters. The first 10 are the story of Prahlad and his father. Who was his father? Hiranyakashipu. He's just about the only demon whose name we sing every day. And who is his mother? Kayadu. So the first 10 chapters are about the story of Prahlad, and the other 5 chapters are about Varnashram. There's a chapter on the Varnas, a chapter on the Ashrams, there's one about Sannyasis, there's one about Grihasthas, and then the last one is how to become perfect. They are instructions for the civilized human being, one who follows Varnashram. So now we're in the middle of the story of Prahlad. He is... When Hiranyakashipu went to Mantarachala mountain to do a tapasya by Prahlad's mother, Kayadu, stayed in Narada Muni's ashram as she was pregnant. So all the knowledge that she was receiving from Narada Muni, Prahlad could hear in the womb. And this knowledge he is now telling to his school friends. Prahlad is preaching the science of self-realization. So this is a long chapter. He goes through, systematically goes through the chapter. He's telling, at first, he's telling the difference between the body and the soul. It turns out that the soul is not gross matter, not subtle matter. It's not the modes of material nature. Then what is the soul? Turns out that the soul's eternal. And then Prahlad explains the dharma of the soul, which is to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then he's telling his classmates the importance of accepting a spiritual master. Then he tells them about the super soul. The super soul is in everybody. Therefore, we should respect everybody. Humans, animals, trees. Then Prahlad tells the real problems of life are birth and death, repeated birth and death. Then he explains that sense gratification is a waste of time, and at the end of the chapter, he encourages his school friends to do devotional service, and as a result, by the end of the chapter, they are all devotees, fixed in Krishna consciousness. So this section of the chapter, it's verses 17 to 24, is the part where he's explaining the difference between the body and the soul. When you join ISKCON, most people, when they join ISKCON, they learn two things. We are, you're not the body, Prabhu. And Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Did you know, before you join ISKCON, did you know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Did you even know you're not the body? Did your life change when you found out you were not the body? How did you feel when they told you, you're a spirit soul, you're not going to die? Oh, what a relief. Not going to die. Oh, wow. Very happy to hear that. I was very happy to hear that. I'm a spirit soul and I'm not going to die. Okay, body will change. Body will die. So in this section of the chapter, Prahlad explains that we have already had the 6 changes of the body. Takes birth, grows, gets some byproducts, stays for some time, dwindles, dies. Then the next verse was about that the soul is eternal and spiritual. Then, and how we can understand that the soul exists in the body. This verse is about that the body is made of senses and the soul is the observer. Then after that, next 2 verses will be how to look for the soul. It was quite technical, so I'll go through some of the points. In the actual verse, the Lord's 8 separated material energies. What are the 8 separated material energies? Yeah. Bhumir upon Alo Vayu. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, they're the five gross, and then the three subtle, mind, intelligence, and false ego. Three modes of material nature, the 16 transformations, in brackets, the 11 senses. 11 senses. The 11 senses are categorized as five senses for getting knowledge, eyes, ears, tongue, nose, skin, and five working senses. The voice, hands, legs, genitals, and anus. Then there's one more sense, the mind. They're the 11 senses. And the five gross material elements like earth and water. So the spirit soul is the observer. All this is happening and the soul is just looking. It's not actually being affected. Unless it's... all the great acharyas have concluded that the individual soul is conditioned. So the individual soul is thinking, I'm the body. Thinking, oh, I'm feeling so much pain, or I'm feeling so much happiness. So they're the 11 senses. In paragraph 1, it was described the different sense objects. The sense objects are sound, touch, form, taste, and smell. So ether is connected with sound. Sound travels in ether. Sound waves travel through the ether. And television waves also, they travel in the ether. The air has sound and touched. You can feel it. You can feel the air. Especially when it moves quickly like wind. So, fire has, it has sound, you can feel it, and you can also see it, has form. Water has sound and touch and form and taste. Four of the elements, and earth has them all. Smell, taste, form, touch and sound, all the elements. So as they get more gross, they get more senses. That's what the body is made of. Paragraph 2 is explaining that the three modes of material nature don't belong to the soul, they belong to material nature, matter. The three modes. One of the most enlightening things that I found in Krishna consciousness was the three modes. When I found out that there's three modes, and I could see it around me, in the city, I could see, these people are working in the mode of goodness, these people are in the mode of passion, and these people, they're in the mode of ignorance. Very interesting when I found out that it was so interesting that I could actually see the difference. In Bhagavad Gita, it's described in chapter 15. The living entity, taking another gross body, obtains a certain type of ear, eye, tongue, nose, and sense of touch, which are grouped about the mind, and thus he enjoys a particular set of sense objects. So each time we take a different body, we get a different kind of eye, ear. For example, dogs, they have very good nose, very good sense of smell. The birds, they have very good eyes, they can see from right in the sky, they can see their food. At the time of death, the consciousness he has created will carry him to the next type of body. If he has made his consciousness like that of a cat or dog, he is sure to change to a cat's or dog's body. The next body that we get depends on consciousness. Consciousness is a symptom of the soul. It's explained in Bhagavad Gita chapter 10. It's where Krishna is saying, of the Vedas, I am the Samaveda. Of the demigods, I am Indra, the king of heaven. Of the senses, I am the mind. And in living beings, I am the living force, consciousness. Now the purport is very interesting, very short. The difference between matter and spirit is that matter has no consciousness, like the living entity. Therefore, this consciousness is supreme and eternal. If you have, example, you take a dog, plenty of dogs around here. You have one dog is living and one dog is dead. So what's the difference? One dog is conscious, he's wagging his tail, he's saying, what are you going to give me? Are you going to buy me a cookie? And the other dog, he's not doing anything, no consciousness. Spirit soul is left, no consciousness. If you poke him, he won't bark. The consciousness is the symptom of the soul. So by establishing that what the body's made of and that the spirit soul is different, then next Prahlad will go on in the next verses to say what the soul is. It's eternal, it's a part of Krishna, and what the dharma of the soul is, to serve Krishna. When Yudhisthira wanted to do the Rajasuya sacrifice, first he had to conquer all the other kings. And there was one king which they couldn't conquer, that was Jarasandha. He was very powerful. He had kidnapped 20,800 other kings and he was going to offer them as a sacrifice. He really powerful king. But because Krishna is a friend of the Pandavas, they made a plan with only three, Krishna, Arjuna and Bhima. They went to Jarasandha and they, with Krishna's help, Bhima killed Jarasandha. And when they released the kings, this is what they saw. They saw that the color of the transcendental body of Lord Krishna resembled the hue of a newly arrived cloud in the sky. He appeared before them, nicely covered with yellow silken garments, with four hands like Vishnu, and carrying the different symbols of the club, the conch shell, the disc, and the lotus flower. His chest was marked with a golden line, and the nipples on his chest appeared like the whorls of lotus flowers. His eyes appeared to spread like the petals of the lotus, and his smiling face exhibited the symbol of eternal peace and prosperity. He wore glittering shark-shaped earrings and his helmet was bedecked with valuable jewels. The Lord's necklace of pearls and the bangles and bracelets nicely situated on his body all shone with a transcendental beauty. The Kostuba jewel hanging on his chest glittered with great luster, and the Lord wore a beautiful flower garland. Before I was in ISKCON, I could never have guessed that God looked like that. Never in my wildest dreams would I have guessed, imagined that God was this beautiful, ever young man, rich, famous, with a fast car. Krishna could travel from Dwarka to the kingdom of Vidarbha in one night. 1,000 miles. That's a fast car. That's horsepower. Why? Why did Krishna, why was he in such a hurry to go to Vidarbha? Shishupal was just about to marry Rukmini. But she wanted to marry Krishna, and Krishna thought that was a good idea. So he had to go there quick and rescue her. Shishupal was furious, and therefore he's saying such bad things at the Rajasuya sacrifice. I'll stop there. Are there any questions? Yes?
The translation of the verse, it's explained there is 8 separated energies and also the 16 transformations. In both the categories, the mind is included.
Yes, I noticed that. There must be a subtle difference, but I didn't go into it. So, he said in the translation, it says the Lord's 8 separated material energies, the 3 modes of nature, and then the 16 transformations. And of these 16, 5 were gross material elements. So it looks like it's double up. So I said there must be a subtle difference, but I didn't go into it. So shall we stop then? Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.